Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ugh. Hi, Angel.
Hi, Devil. Uh-oh, is she shopping again? Calm down. She's just browsing electric toothbrushes.
It's easy to be unsafe online.
It's asking for her passport info to buy a toothbrush? Sounds legit to me.
Now it's easy to help protect yourself. Norton 360 with LifeLock gives you device security, a VPN for online privacy, and identity theft protection, all in one. Opt in to cyber safety. Save 25% or more off your first year at norton.com/news.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Sean Eubanks.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to Blunt Business Radio on Cannabis Radio. I'm Sean Eubanks, your host with Strainwise Consulting. We have an outstanding young man on our show today, Mr. Dakota Wesley. I'll give you a quick background of Dakota. He, while obtaining his degree in construction management from Colorado State University, Resolution President Dakota Wesley made two important discoveries. One, entrepreneurship excites him, and two, what most people use to clean their pipes and bongs is harmful to the environment. So with $300 and a vision, Wesley started Resolution to expand cannabis culture through lifestyle-inspired inventions like Res Caps and Res Gel. His eco-friendly and inventive lifestyle products have been featured in Cannabis, Entrepreneur, Mary Jane, High Times, and Culture Magazine. So I want to welcome Dakota Wesley to the show. How are you, Dakota?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, Sean. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And for our listeners out there, if you're wondering why you should be tuning in, just a quick reset on Strainwise Consulting. We are the most sought-after consulting company for applications and management contracts in the cannabis industry. Remember, we did consult on the very first recreational license in the world. In fact, 7 of the first 10. We have nearly 100% success rate on applications. We have 9 branded dispensaries throughout the state of Colorado. And we did consult on the very first vertically integrated Native American tribe. We also have 100,000 square feet of cultivation space in Colorado. So you're in the right space for talking about business and consulting and how to move forward. And really, really excited, Dakota, to have you on today.
Hey, I'm excited too. All those things sound like something that that I struggle with on a daily basis, and we're keep growing. So look forward to some advice.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Some. Well, I tell you what, you're an impressive young man. I say young, you know, 23 years old. I've been in your shoes as far as just trying to get some things going. You are much more successful than I was at your age. I was still kind of figuring things out and failing a lot more. But let's jump into Resolution Colorado. Kind of tell me about it and the driving force behind it.
Yeah, so Resolution Colorado came mainly as a lifestyle intended brand to give people something to grasp onto, a culture to grasp onto. I felt that most of the brands that were in our industry a lot of times kind of feed the stigma of the couch potato and so forth. Me and my friends at Colorado State, everything that we were doing, yes, we were cannabis consumers and doing the college thing, and as I still am, but it's all about living the lifestyle. So you're living, you know, comfortably high, but you're also doing things and you're getting outside and you're enjoying life. And I think that's the main thing that our brand wants to tell people.
Excellent. So you were studying construction management at Colorado State University. And then obviously a consumer, a hobbyist, what led you to get started in this industry?
You know, I was sitting in class and I was really realizing how much I wanted to do my own thing before I fell into some footsteps of construction. And I was reading an article about a company in this space that was seeing some extreme numbers in a short amount of time. And I said that there's no reason with certain brands I felt that we could compare ourselves to or align ourselves with very quickly Could be doing the same kinds of numbers. So when I was reading through this article, it gave me some drive to go out and start my own thing, and thus just get something started, and it snowballed into what is now Resolution.
And so this is 2.5 years ago, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So you're toying with the idea. Is it a couple of classmates? Do you have partners in the business?
Yeah, so I have a Kyler Sharoni is my guy. He's my number one, and he was my neighbor at the time, and he was a photography major. And I'm a big believer that content is the most important thing that a company can do in 2017. So he believed in the vision, and we always had a good time together. So since then, he's been always the part of photography and videography and making sure we're constantly pushing that content out.
Excellent. So just in general, and just getting to know you, Dakota, what do you most enjoy or admire about the cannabis industry?
You know, that's a tough question, but I think that what I most enjoy about the cannabis industry is, rather than people turning to a pharmaceutical drug for an anxiety or something like that, they're turning towards the plant. And I think that's a huge problem in our culture today in the U.S. is things are kind of fed to with pills. And I'm a big non-believer in that. And I was always taught to kind of deal with your problems head on. And I think that the cannabis for me was a great way to kind of alleviate some of those things that other people might substitute with a pill, and still be able to live the healthy lifestyle that I think that the plant allows us to do.
Wonderful, man. That's a great answer. So do you currently medicate, or do you look at your consumption as medication?
Sometimes. I think that that you have to be careful with when you're throwing that type of verbiage around, you know. I'm definitely not in a need as a lot of people I know in the industry are, and people that I've met. And those kinds of people that's when it makes me really happy, is when I see some people that I really get to know, and I see that side of their story. And it really drives it home. But for me, you know, I am pretty comfortable with, where I'm at in life, but there's definitely times where I think that, my antsiness or ADHD may come to a point where, that's my medication. It's why I like being able to take a step back and kind of evaluate things, while being under the influence. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because you have a lot more time, and I'm hoping that in your lifetime, they'll dial this in, but that's one of the most exciting things about me that I think about as well. I'm just a recreational consumer. It's only recreational, but I'm most excited about microdosing and how it can help people. You know, for example, if you're taking lithium, or, you know, my generation, we were the first to kind of, you know, it seemed like every boy who was a little bit hyper being diagnosed with ADHD, and, you know, yep. Ritalin was a solution, and parents didn't know any better, or certainly didn't have the confidence to question. But yeah, microdosing, I hope that's the future. I'm along the same boat with you. I'm a recreational user, but it's not something that I've been able to use during the day and feel productive and do that. But I do believe in that, and I'm just amazed that you've got so many peer-to-peer studies going on, not any clinical trials happening, but just people sharing, saying, look, I took this lozenger and it worked for me, or whoa, I had this edible and it was definitely recreational, right?
Yeah.
But no, that's wonderful, man. It sounds like your heart's in the right place, and I think you're going to do incredible things in this industry.
Thank you, man.
Well, cool, man. So a little bit of the business side of things. So when you're making a hiring decision, you talked about the stigma, and we face that a lot in the industry, just running into people going, man, are you kidding? You're in this interview high. You know, when is the professionalism going to happen? And as we were lamenting that situation, all of a sudden it felt like overnight this industry attracted a lot of people, a lot of professionals, and it changed. It's more professionally oriented. I know you're a younger guy. How do you weed through that, if you will, when you're making hiring decisions?
Absolutely. You know, I'll be the first one to say that I'm still learning and growing every day. I consistently have to make sure that I'm getting my things done and be self-aware. So I think that's something that I'm learning from, on a daily basis. I think hiring and firing is an incredibly hard thing to do in any business that you're in. Now you throw another component in there in our space. It's exactly like you brought up a minute ago. Do I think that I should be medicating during the day, all day? No, I have too many calls that I know that I don't get the right things done and said on those phone calls when I'm baked out of my mind. Now, Kyler, on the other hand, who is my creative within Resolution, I'm totally comfortable with him working and doing the things that he does for Resolution while being high. He does a great job, and that's what his job is to do. So, you know, I think that it draws a big line from creatives to maybe sales right there. But I've met people that are really great at both. You know, there's a guy named Sasha Katie that works for one of the largest distribution companies in our industry, and I find him to be extremely influential. And he preaches on using because he is so great at it when he is doing that. So you know, I think that's interesting to look at. It's all about the way certain people operate, and it definitely goes both ways.
Yeah, you know, I think what you'll struggle as a business owner is the consistency of it, right? If you ask certain questions in an interview, or you ask and you have an expectation of one employee, man, you're fit for a lawsuit if you deviate from that, right?
That's a great point, Sean. Yeah, absolutely.
So do you think it's relevant to go ahead and ask a candidate during the interview, are you a cannabis consumer?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And how do you decipher that information if someone comes back and says, yes, I'm a daily user, or they appear high in the interview or something like that?
You know, when you're in an interview, you're on a date, you know, and you're really trying to look through somebody's eyes and pick the kind of person that they are. And I think that like you said, you can get in, you start talking lawsuits where you give one privilege to one person and another person you may not. So I think that it does come down to trying to make your best gut judgment at the time, and weaning the problems as they come. That's how I've handled it thus far. You know, I would like to think that anybody off the rip, I would give them the opportunity to show me that they can. And if things aren't, you know, if certain amount of calls aren't getting done, certain amount of emails aren't being sent, and the overall work isn't being completed over whatever task that they're supposed to fulfill, that's when a conversation has to be had.
Okay. And then how big is Resolution Colorado? How many people do you have employed underneath you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. So I was kind of in a situation where we were working with, I had four or five people that were on the phones for us. And I quickly learned that that wasn't the right direction for this company. So we kind of shifted towards how I wanted to pursue the future of Resolution. And that was less telemarketing and a lot more digital marketing, where I see a lot more success and margins.
Excellent. That's a great shift. I mean, a lot of people don't have that luxury, right? When you set up a call center, you have something going a certain direction, to be able to pivot away that quickly. That's a testament to your intelligence and your ability to adapt. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's been that. Yes. Everything's a lesson for sure. So
what surprised you the most, Dakota, when you got in this industry?
What surprised me the most is probably the opinions of people around you that may not smoke or things like that, or you know, be pro marijuana and things like that. You know, I think that was something I didn't really see coming as much. I felt like I took a lot of heat from family, friends, particular family members, you know, things like that. Whereas that surprised me a little bit. I didn't think that I would go through so much. I didn't think that I would have as many antagonists because of going into the cannabis space.
You know, that's an incredible point you bring up, because there's so many, when you talk about going out there and finding talent, right? When you look at, okay, we want someone who might have been trained, you know, Xerox trained, or different traditional lines of experience, or you go for a bud tender, you might want to look at Starbucks and different, because they've got a customer service background. But one of the things that I found shocking, and our CEO Aaron Phillips brought this up a couple months ago, is that parents won't allow their kids to get into this industry. Can you speak to that?
My parents know. I'll say this: my mom doesn't drink. My mom does not smoke. She is still the mom that every time I go over, I'm getting fed cookies and I'm not leaving without a stack of brownies and everything. So I have like the most supportive parents ever in that sense. But I definitely feel maybe their peers around them kind of having a little jab to say or something like that. And that's interesting to me because, you know, I feel like I'm making the right moves as a 23-year-old and as I was as a 21, 22-year-old, being in the spot that I am. You know, it's only a growing, and at first it was very scary when I had nothing to hang my hat on and say, look what I've done. So when, you know, that to me was hard when, if, you know, my parents or a sibling even would be getting kind of like, oh, so your brother's doing this now. And, that's to the most I could speak to that.
Man, that's great that they let you do that. I mean, you're a young, dynamic guy, and Resolution Colorado might grow into a billion-dollar company or it might not. I mean, but I have a sinking suspicion that this won't be your last business. And I love that your parents allowed to either directly or indirectly kind of step aside and let you sort of cut your teeth, and they honored more the business side and trust you with that. So that's wonderful, because I can say that, you know, as a youngster, my parents would have freaked out over this. They absolutely wouldn't have accepted it. And what's funny is my dad was even a consumer. He's a paraplegic and used. He was a hippie before he was a paraplegic. Let me be clear about that. He just loved to smoke weed, but he also treated himself with that. And there was no arguing that there's some information out there about spinal rejuvenation and things like that. But the bottom line is, what's good for him isn't necessarily what he would allow or accept that I was doing.
Right. And maybe it was because of that peer thing or things like that. So,
yeah. So kind of moving on. All right, let's get into the gist of it. So many people don't know, according to your website, resolutioncolo.com, most people don't know that using isopropyl alcohol or many other bong and bowl cleaners on the market is harmful to the Earth's water table.
So, you know, this is something that's interesting to me because obviously it's a staple within our company, and we're just releasing the gel. The caps have always been sustainable because we're telling people to not shove paper towels down these things or plastic bags and rubber bands, and they're just constantly throwing away more and more items. Or maybe they're putting ISO inside a bag and shaking it up and for their bowls. I think that's what 99% of the community does. But how many bags, plastic bags, are we wasting by doing that? So that's where the cap sustainability comes in. And as far as that question, we're a clay-based cleaner. So going through the construction program, I learned about a lot of do's and don'ts from OSHA about what can go down our drains off of a construction site, what can be used to clean things, and what can be washed back into our water table. So, the more research and people that I was talking to, we were learning that isopropyl alcohol, maybe not in, you know, a teaspoon and things like that is going to be a problem. But when we start talking that there's a couple million people that are cleaning water pipes on a monthly basis, that it starts turning into a lot of isopropyl going down the drains, which is not good for our water table. Isopropyl alcohol does evaporate, but not when it's being just mixed into a larger concentrated mess. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Dakota Wesley of Resolution Colorado. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the isopropyl alcohol and the function and how to clean a bong and how to do it in a way that's friendly to the environment. So don't go away. You're listening to Blunt Business Radio on Cannabis Radio, and our guest Dakota Wesley will be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Legal to listen to all over the world. We're just not sure about France. CannabisRadio.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to Blunt Business Radio. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, with Strainwise Consulting. We have our special guest, Dakota Wesley of Resolution, Colorado. Dakota, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm stoked to be on.
Yeah, so we finished up the last segment talking, getting into a little bit of the, you know, harmful effects that bowl cleaners can have on the Earth's water table. And so walk me through a typical situation. I loved your YouTube video, by the way. We'll get to that. Very, very funny. But when you see somebody sitting there with a dirty bong, is that kind of typical, what's going on?
That's Resolution's thing. We want to end that, right? I think it's gross when you walk into somebody's house or apartment and it's almost always the very dirty ones that have the dirtiest glass. So, I think that it's a pretty easy thing to keep clean, and it's something that really can show towards, the lifestyle that you're living, is weird as that might sound. Usually the person that's got the dirtiest room might have a lot going on in their life at the time. So we like to make that as kind of a metaphor.
Well, and when you first got started, so you were looking at bongs and you were saying, look, there's got to be a better way. Was there anything you were trying to do to clean the bong before you started Resolution Colorado?
So, I had used some cleaners that were on the market, and what I quickly realized is that all of them are come down to some very basic things when people are cleaning, which is isopropyl or acetone or dilemmanine, and some things that are things that you shouldn't be inhaling fumes from. And that's really a staple for us, is that those are all red label products. That's why they have to be sold in certain areas of the grocery store, and why they have to be stored in certain warehouses and in certain, red zone products. So things that are explosive, things that can catch on fire, not something that you'd want to be cleaning the inside of your glass with, that then you're inhaling through.
No, that's a great point. I mean, acetone is just absolutely frightening to think that you are putting that into your bong and that it's somehow not going to make its way into your lungs, right?
It's baffling. It's absolutely baffling that I mean, there's no regulations of what they're cleaning with. So, and that's a scary thing within our industry. I shouldn't keep saying our industry. Most things are unregulated. People just don't realize it. So that's scary.
Yeah. And, I will hopefully it's because there's just not, people aren't coming, people are just a little bit shy about it right now. But just dealing with these cleaners is phenomenal. I mean, you're helping people. I mean, you're literally looking after people's health. I know the focus is on Earth's water table and the harm, that does to the environment, but you're also literally providing a solution for people that they hadn't considered it in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope so, right? We're just getting the gel out there, and the feedback's been awesome so far. So we're really thankful for that. But we need a lot more. So anybody who's listening to this who decides to buy some res gel, please let us write us a review and let us know what you think of it. We know that it's there's probably a lot of products out there I don't know about, but to me, the safest product on the market to clean your glass with.
Yeah, and you've got, you could also look at some pictures on Instagram/Resolution as well. Let's talk a little bit, Dakota, about your newest offering. Kind of dive into the ResGel. What is it, and how does it work? I know it's a resealable patch of non-toxic clay-based cleaning, but kind of dive into that for us.
Yeah, so you kind of hit it right there on the head. It's a reusable gel that's clay based, which it's non-flammable, so we don't have to worry about a lot of those problems. And something that's really cool about it, it comes in we'll call it an oversized Capri Sun with a spout on it. And the reason why that's cool is you're able to tear the top off. It's got a little Ziploc right underneath that, and you can drop the pipe in and swish it around and pull it out and quick rinse, and you're going to be super, super clean. Or you can just twist the cap off and put it into the actual glass apparatus itself, throw some res caps on there or cover the holes and shake it up. So that's the main purpose of the res gel.
Okay, and start to finish. So I put the formula in. I shake it up and clean it. I saw that video on YouTube. Fantastic. That is very, very funny. So start to finish, how long does it take before I'm ready?
It depends how dirty your glass is, but I tell you what, this cleaner absolutely just eats resin. If you put it on and let it soak for 30 seconds, I'm going to say depending on how dirty your glass is, you're still going to get an A+ clean. And I'm saying 30 seconds. If you haven't had a glass bath, as we say, in a couple months, you're a daily user, leave it on for 5-10 minutes. Make sure that the gel is coating the walls. That's why the caps are awesome. They let you to kind of move the water pipe around so you can really let it get on every nook and cranny, every perk, which, every pipe now has some crazy percolation system in it, which really are really hard to clean. So as long as our gel that area, it's actually eating that resin. So unlike most cleaners where you're just kind of knocking it off, you're actually hardening it with the alcohol and then knocking it off with the salt, ours is actually eating that resin. So it's soaking that up with that clay, so to speak.
Awesome. So very, very quick. And you can obviously, how you're going to get acetone and all the alcohol out. I mean, that's pretty dangerous. I'm assuming you would wait a long time. But in this situation, you got another remedy where you're basically, it's quick, you know. So it's healthy. You get it done quickly. Okay, so where are you? I mean, are you based around Colorado State? Are you living in Denver now?
So I graduated in Fort Collins, and now I live in the tech center. And just wanted to put my nose down and grind for a year and hopefully get a place in the city next year. So, we're not too far out. But, right here in the tech center's home base.
Okay, and so where's your office?
It's actually over by the DU area, right off Hudson Street. So we're just moving into a new building over there, still getting cozy, but yeah.
Good. So are you in dispensaries here, or are you just targeting the end user directly?
No, we're definitely in a good amount of dispensaries and most head shops in the state of Colorado. We're always looking to get with more. So, trying to keep growing every day that we can. But you should be able to find us, and I would say 8 out of 10 shops that you're going into that sell water pipes.
Wonderful, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So you're not a marijuana company, so you're outside of 280E and all of those
restrictions. Correct. I'm a glass. Yep. I sell products that help with glass cleaning, glass cleaner and glass cleaning accessories.
Very smart. I believe it was Troy Dayton of ArcView came out and said that this would be kind of like farming, where you'd want to invest in the tools for the industry, not so much be in the industry itself. And I think
it's
directly towards to that.
Absolutely. I don't mean to talk over you, but one thing that I like to think that we're really shooting for here is this is the gold rush or the green rush, and some of the people that make the most out of it are the people selling the picks and shovels. It's something you're taught, fourth grade. So, that's hopefully what we are, is the picks and shovels.
Wonderful. So if I'm a dispensary owner that's listening right now and I want to carry your products, how do I do that?
Yeah, shoot an email to info@resolutioncolo.com, and that's the best way to go about it. We respond within 30 minutes with pricing sheets, and if you're looking for distribution and wholesale orders, then just let us know that, and we'll be able to get you back really quickly.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a short break. I'm sitting here. I'm Sean Eubanks, Strainwise Consulting. You're listening to Blunt Business Radio on Cannabis Radio. Our special guest today, Dakota Wesley, Resolution Colorado. When we come back, we're going to talk about breaking old stereotypes and how the cannabis consumer acts, and we're going to talk about how cannabis enthusiasts are clean and how they can take good care of their glass. So join us here in just a minute. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
This is Bobby Black, host of Blazin', here to talk to you about 420 Science. I've known Matt and Gary from 420 Science for over a decade. We've spent a lot of time together at the Cannabis Cups in Amsterdam, the Doobie Awards in their hometown of Austin. They were even at my wedding. And I've always admired their integrity and how they've built 420 Science from the ground up to become the most trusted online head shop. Visit 420science.com/podcast for an exclusive deal on pipes and more from genuine people who put their customers first. That's 420science.com/podcast.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Earn your PhD in THC monetization with CannabisRadio.com. Don't be late.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Sean Eubanks with Stringwise Consulting. You're listening to Blunt Business Radio on Cannabis Radio. Our special guest today, Dakota Wesley, is the Resolution president. He's the president of Resolution Colorado. Wesley, welcome back to Dakota. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, I think a lot of people can assume, oh, this guy sounds, he's well spoken. He's successful. He's probably had everything easy. The reality of your situation is you took $300 and a vision, and you started Resolution. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, Dakota?
Yeah, I appreciate that, but we, you know, the story is, like most entrepreneur stories, there's a lot of luck, that a lot of hard work. I think we've been on the end of both of those things. So, you know, in 2015, just the very beginning of it, it was not in the best point in my life. Like I said, I really wasn't liking my internship and kind of the degree that I was already way too far down the path to turn and get a different one. And I had $300 in the bank. So, you know, I kind of got, I got chancy with it, and I started hitting up some silicone suppliers that are on the other end of the world, and really just wanted to see if we were able to get samples. And after I finally got a factory to say, hey, we'll give you a shot, which takes a lot of schmoozing over, you know, Skype. And genuinely, that's how I was able to find some our first manufacturers. They were able to send over 300 units. And I took these really, really janky caps. They were so junky. They would pretty much tear after the second, third time using them. But I stapled a business card to them and made it look, you know, it looks so cheesy now I look back. But I stapled it onto a PVC bag that I got from Michael's and brought them to my local smoke shops in Fort Collins. So shout out Smoking Monkey and some of those guys, Kind Creations up there at Colorado State, that gave me my first opportunity. And when you know, I went back to partying and you know, kind of doing what college kids do, and after 3 weeks I went back to the stores to kind of expect to see everything still sitting there, and both stores told me, hey, they sold out. So from that moment I knew that I was able to actually kind of, you know, take this $300 and turn it into a 900 at the time, take 300 and turn it into 900. How many times can I do this? You know, and that's when I just was going to keep going and going. And I had so many people that were to tell me, you need 100 grand, you need this, you need that, you need 100 grand just for this. And everybody will tell you no. And there's actually a million reasons to say yes. And I think that's something that any entrepreneur needs to be more optimistic about, because it's a VC money, and that's just not the case.
Yeah, that's outstanding. You know, it's almost like being told no, because if someone tells you, a college kid, you need $150,000, that's telling you no.
Right. Yeah. And I don't like being told no very often.
Yeah. And it's that drive and determination that you have that kind of gets you there. But I love the fact that, you know, at $300, you just don't have a lot of room for mistakes, and it's do or die there. I mean, so that aha moment when you walk in and go, oh my gosh, they're buying. So you go back to your vendor at that point and you put another order in. And so things are kind of clicking along. But kind of walk me through an idea of how big your company is now. You know, we started at $300, and revenue certainly not an indicator, because you have a low price point, I'm assuming, with right. the product.
Yep.
But give me an idea what kind of revenue you do now.
You know, I'll put it this way. We've sold about 100,000 total units since then. And in a P&L statement, it would look interesting, because I've made a lot of mistakes over the last couple of years, and definitely stubbed my toe, to say the least. And, you know, Resolution, we're going to end up doing just under $250,000 is right around in total revenue. With that being said, would I wish I could get back a lot of that? Yes, because a lot of it goes back into, well, wow, Dakota, this is awesome, man. You were able to sell 30,000 units caps. Well, man, now we got to buy 50,000. You know, how do we do that? And we need new colors. We need new sizes. We need what's the next product? Well, the website needs help, because we started that, you know, with a $15 Squarespace. Well, that need well what's SEO? So it's all about learning and trying to allocate the money into the best spots. To as I've always said, take 20, make 40. That's always been my thing. Like, how can I take this $20 and make 40 with it? Because it is that literal with the way the internet works these days. And marketing through Instagram and Facebook, which Instagram is by far where our community is at, and where I see the next the best play anybody, I think, right now as an entrepreneur could take, is by building your Instagram and continue foot on the throttle on Instagram. So taking that 20, making 40.
Here's what I think is wonderful about someone like you coming in the business and succeeding, is that you're going to be sort of a Shark Tank vessel for future entrepreneurs, because you've been there and you're the type of person that wants to help others get started.
Yeah, I would love to. And yeah, I think my friends probably get annoyed with it to an extent, of me saying, you guys got to do this, you know, like we should do something with this. And I think I just have a passion for wanting to genuinely live and constantly. And I mean that by you're not working for anybody because you have to get a paycheck at the end of the week. And I think that's what entrepreneurship allows you to do. It's a giant game that if you play it right and you come out with good products and surround yourself with good people, good things happen. And it really is a simple recipe.
You know, you might have just answered my next question, but I was going to ask you, what's one thing you think that makes Resolution Colorado so successful? And it might be the people, but you can say something else as well.
I think something that makes Resolution Colorado successful, it definitely is a combination of things. People, without a doubt. I've had so many characters, not only just internally that have helped us, but also distributors. Brandine Danielle with Masterminded, and she was really our first distributor to bring us on and give us a shot in the industry. And everybody needs one shot at every level of their business, whether it's the first one or the last one, to get to the top. And I think that has a huge reason behind it. I think that the next big reason is something we talked about earlier, which is the culture that we really want to give people, which is not just that stony sit on the couch and eat potato chips vibe. It's you're living a higher lifestyle, but it's about being a good person and doing things. And I can't say doing things enough. You know, like it being you know, high to me is not necessarily something that brings us back. It's something that kind of opens up a different area of the way I think and allows me to enjoy life in a different way.
Yeah, I think things are going to happen for you quickly. You're obviously very successful so far. Kind of projecting into the future, who's one industry contact that you'd want to have if someone was listening and wanted to get in touch with you? Who's the one person you sit down and want to have lunch with and want to hang out with?
That's a good question. Can it be celebrities within our industry?
Well, it could. We had Snoop Dogg and Lil Wayne a couple of weeks ago. They were going to come in and pitch us on these hemp shoes, and it created so much buzz in the office. It was just nuts. And so obviously a conversation with Snoop Dogg would be different than, say, a conversation with like a Mark Cuban or someone like that.
Without a doubt.
All of it has its place, and all of it, I mean, we were pretty much for about 3 days around here just buzzing, going, oh, is Snoop coming by? Is he coming by? I don't see an entourage. I mean, it was just this incredible buzz. So yeah, feel free, any side of the equation, whatever.
Well, I'll give you two sides. One, I would say Seth Rogen. He to me is a comedian that speaks very well and intelligent, more than anything, very intelligent, that has a following that I would like our following to be like, right? Everybody builds their brand to have followers to create that image within an industry that they want it to be. So I think Seth Rogen fits right there with us, and I think that he would bring our company so much buzz, so much hype. Snoop was a close second right there, just because the following is so massive. You know, it's ridiculous. But you know, as far as just business goes, you know, I think Matt Stang, the CEO of High Times, is an incredible person. Not enough people know about him and really his story. He's a young guy. I don't know his exact age, but he really, I think, in my opinion, from the stories I've read, is a huge reason why legalization has happened at all. He was one of the people that was first marching and being an activist, and I read an article. I can't remember what college he went to. It was a very accredited college, and he wrote his senior thesis about why you should pitch conservatives cannabis because of the tax reasons rather than pitching the left liberals. So it's something that's incredibly interesting to me because he went completely out of his box, changed an entire country. And I would love to just, you know, always pick his brain. And plus, I want Resolution to be High Times number one cleaner. So
excellent. So with Resolution, let's just fast forward to and just assume that it's going to be High Times number one cleaner. Why is it better than your biggest competitor? And just why is it a better choice overall for them?
Well, two biggest reasons. We covered the eco-friendly, but also, you know, I have a hard time making claims health-wise because you're actually can get in trouble doing those things without a lot of backup. We know that isopropyl, acetone, dilemanine, these things have VOC levels. So with that, volatile organic compounds. Those are the same numbers that you see after a Bear paint commercial or things like that. And those are actually the fumes that those are letting off when paint is drying or isopropyl alcohol is evaporating. And those are very, very, very bad for you to be inhaling, whether it's dilemanine, acetone, or isopropyl. So that every one of my competitors carries those things. So that's what took me so long to come out with a cleaner. You know, the goal, the caps were something that launched us and springboarded us into something I didn't think would go this long. The goal was always to get to the consumable and the cleaner and bring it to the masses. I didn't do it. I had over a dozen formulas. But we didn't come out with one until we felt that it was different and that we felt that it was something that was innovative, right? Because that's what every company should be striving to do, is to actually innovate, you know, every single time that they're coming out with a product. It's okay to compete, but you should be innovating.
Awesome. In the way of innovation and influence on you, who outside of the industry influences you? Who do you follow?
my mentor, I have two mentors. Chris Belby is an incredible mentor to me. He's a gentleman in Breckenridge that has just kind of been a really great figure in my life. But then the second one would be Tom Davidson. And Tom Davidson was the vice president of Otterbox for 8 years, I believe. And I met him in Fort Collins at an entrepreneur, kind of sit around meeting. And I pitched the cap idea to a coffee shop that was kind of like a Shark Tank site type setup on Wednesday mornings. And most people roasted me for it. I pretty much got laughed out the door. And Tom came over. He kind of gave me the story about Kurt Richardson when he first started Otterbox, and now it's I think it's $2.8 billion they've done in total revenue now. That they grew from 2007, that was like at 130 million. So it's absolute bonkers numbers. But that guy, for him to not smoke at all, for him to not even somewhat be in our industry, and kind of come put his arm around me and tell me, hey, you can do this, and it's not foolish, just jump and see what happens. I'm so thankful for jumping. That's all I can say, because I'd probably be on a construction site doing something that I really don't like doing, like I think most of my friends are right now that just graduated. So I'm thankful for Tom and him opening my eyes to this side of the world.
That's outstanding. I know you'll pay it forward for sure.
Absolutely.
So Dakota, just for someone listening, for a youngster, I mean, you are a 23-year-old millennial entrepreneur in the cannabis space. What advice would you have for someone your age or someone in college in the dorm, just like you were just a couple of years ago? What's your number one piece of advice for them?
Just do it. I've been asked this question before, but I think everybody sits around and they get good ideas, and those ideas slip by, and maybe you're writing them down even, which is the first step, writing them down. But take time, some self-reflection, look in the mirror, tell yourself what you want to do, pick one of those things, and then there's no reason why you can't do it. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care where you come from, anything. If you get on the phone, start making calls, the most outrageous random calls, it doesn't matter to who, you can end up getting the right person on the line. Nobody's too busy to take 5 minutes. You just got to keep trying. And I think at the end of the day, in any realm of business, I don't care if cannabis, I don't care if you want to be in tech, you just got to do it. And you can't listen to all those people that tell you that you need this, you need that. Just look at a hurdle. Because there's going to be a ton of I didn't know what silicone manufacturing, I had no idea. But you just have to try, and you have to keep trying. And yes, we got lucky with our first one being able to turn, that next 900 to go into the next 1800. But you're not going to ever get lucky if you don't ever try.
Yeah, that's outstanding. The only thing I would add to that, Dakota, is just, there is some luck involved, but we know that luck is basically where preparation and opportunity meet.
Right.
Your business is viable, but you still learn so much in the failure. And so I would love to have young people in this country change the way they think about failure and understand that is your actual and only education, is your experience, not what you learn in the classroom.
I cannot agree more. I am, you hear entrepreneurs say it all the time, like they're the D student, and I am the, that guy. I school was by far, I was always the slowest one in the classroom, and it was always extremely hard for me thinking that I was slower than the rest of the class because I was the last one to turn in my test or something like that. And, that's not the case. That's not the case at all. So.
Outstanding, Dakota. Well, listen, we are all out of time. I want to thank you, Dakota Wesley of Resolution Colorado. You're available at resolutioncolo.com. What number can we reach you at, Dakota, as well?
Yeah, you can reach us at 303-478-1233. You can reach us there 7 days a week. And then you can also reach us at info@resolutioncolo.com. That's info@resolutioncolo.com. And please follow us on Instagram and follow, like us on Facebook. But Instagram has some great content on there daily, and we're always collaborating with new people. And that's Resolution Colorado.
Outstanding, Dakota. Well, listen, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening in on another edition of Blunt Business Radio. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks with Strainwise Consulting on Cannabis Radio. It has been a pleasure. Dakota, thank you so much, and we will see everyone next week.
The
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2. Add a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.